Political science student Jessica Resnicek considers herself a career activist.
You really have to care about what you're doing and really be okay with not receiving any money in return. So it's a lot of dedication and enthusiasm.
Her dedication was on display outside Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann's campaign headquarters in suburban Des Moines.
You have to go there and you have to put your voices and your bodies on the line and make a statement wherever that candidate is and say we're more important than him or her.
Occupy the Caucus protesters traveled by bus to Bachmann's office to protest corporate political campaign influence.
You need to get out to the sidewalk.
When protesters ignored warnings they were trespassing, police moved in and arrested 10.
This is what a police state looks like.
Resnicek never had a chance to air her concerns to Bachmann.
I'm trying to ask for your vote.
The congresswoman stayed inside her campaign headquarters. It was the latest in a series of protests by Occupy the Caucus that ended in much the same way. Protesters making their way to candidate offices, only to leave by police car.
We're just trying to open conversation. And if that means that some of my friends get arrested to get the reporters here, then that's what they'll do.
Dutch Ruisch says one tactic of the Occupy movement during the Iowa caucuses is to use the increased media presence to draw politicians into debate about the protesters' issues.
I can't afford $1,000 a plate to go and hear some candidate speak. Why do the candidates not listen to us? Because we don't have the money.
Despite numerous arrests, Occupy the Caucus protesters say they have no intention of disrupting the January 3rd caucus.
We will not disrupt the caucus at all. We respect the privilege and the right that Americans have to vote.
Ruisch says the anger of the Occupy movement is not solely targeted at Republicans. They also targeted the offices of Democratic lawmakers in Iowa.
They want us to again be silent!
We're pretty disgusted with Obama. Obama promised hope. He promised change. What has he done?
Ruisch says more than 1,000 people have participated in Occupy events in the past several days, and he expects more protesters in Des Moines before Republican voters gather Tuesday to choose their favorite candidate. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.